Tiger Lee. We back. And we ready, bro. Yeah! I'm Dave. I'm here with the weed reeking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. Woo! 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 Three times! Three times! Three times! Benny Boo, what to do?
Yeah! What's happening? What up?
It is Tuesday?
Yeah.
Alright. You're going to hear this on a Wednesday. I got confused. We're going to have two episodes this week. This is one of the two, and we're going to review, but first.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Alright, well, let's get to it. Your leading scorer of the week, Taylor Ford, with 172 points.
Tifo Nobure.
Oh.
Nobure Tifo.
Oh, and the people's champ, Foose, with 171, a slight second place.
If they would have played each other, Foose would have lost.
Yes, he would have. Unfortunately.
He got to play me.
Yeah.
Fortunately. Yeah. And beat the shit out of me.
Yes. And our big old, I don't know what to call it, sucker. Not suckers.
Duck paw.
Duck paw?
Dump.
Like dump, shit. Oh, yeah, dump.
Poop,
yeah, like
poo-poo, feces.
Poo-poo. Big old poo-poo pile. Poo-poo pile of players. That goes to...
Another one-point difference.
Yes, that goes to Sarah Bedotti. You gave her a run for her fucking money. Good job. Y'all both fucking... What, I scored more than both of them?
You did.
Oh, wow.
You
okay.
Did.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember. High scores of the week. And it was another close one. Fucking James Conner, man. 45 points. Keeps on doing it. At eight... What year is it?
It's 2018.
Adrian Peterson had 43 fucking points this week.
Adrian Peterson ripped off a 60-plus yard touchdown run, and he caught a fucking touchdown.
Everybody talks about Frank Gore, old ass. Like, he's so good because he's old and he can run the ball decent. AP's old as dirt, too, and this bitch is just breaking him off real bad. Man, good shit, AP. And Todd Gurley with 41. Normal.
Oh, yeah.
Same old shit. Who gives a fuck? Okay. All right, man. We had some big injuries go on. A lot of injuries, I believe. What did it look like, Ben?
Well, base for days, lost Fuller, ACL.
Yes, yes.
And, I mean, that sucks because he's a great player. He's that one play, man. That's what I'm saying. But he's that one play is all he needs.
Yeah. He's not a great player, but.
Tyreek, oh, man, he fucked up the groin. You know how that goes. Yeah. So he's week to week. I mean, I'm assuming he'd play this week, but.
I'm just curious.
Maybe not. They're playing Cleveland, so why? You know, well, maybe I have to throw Tyreek.
I'm not a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds stupid. Okay. What the fuck's the groin?
It's something like in between your legs, like by your...
Is it like your taint?
It's... I don't know.
Did he pull his taint? Is it like a... Is groin like a... I don't know. If there's any inspiring doctors out there or, you know...
Or people with common sense?
Yes.
Let us know.
When I think of groin, I think of nuts. Like, damn, he tore a nut, you know? But I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Go ahead, though. What else we had?
He tore a nut.
Hey, man.
AJ, man. AJ up in the walking boot today, bro.
Oh.
He fucked up that toe.
Man, fucking toe.
A big nasty toe. He showed his feet on the sideline. That's pretty gross. But Chris Thompson.
Nasty.
Ribs. DJ had a concussion. He came back in the game. They don't care. They need him.
You're
fine.
Let's tighten the helmet up a little more. Use your mouthpiece and go out there.
Yeah. Off, no. Ronald Jones, hammy. But who cares?
Who cares?
A big blow, though, kind of, I think. You might want to watch for the Howards and Collins. Man, Kyle Long, he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with his foot.
Yeah.
One of the best offensive linemen.
That's a big hit.
But the biggest I see this week has to be Derek Anderson going out with a concussion. So now Peterman's back starting.
Oh, my
God. Oh, man, yeah. But, I mean, that's it. I mean, there was probably some other ones I missed, but.
I have to be the only person to own a Buffalo Bill because you don't own any of the receivers. I doubt you own
Arshad owns Kevin Benjamin.
Wow. Well, Arshad, we in trouble, Bubba, because Kevin Benjamin is shady. We in trouble. Go ahead, man. Anything else?
Nah, man. That's about it on the news. Yeah, that's it.
All right, man. It was the trade deadline today.
Yeah, man.
Well, yesterday, if you're listening tomorrow, which we're recording for today, so tomorrow it would be today. So, yeah. Big trades. Demaryius Thomas shipped to Houston for, was it a third or fourth? Was Tate?
A lot less than Cooper.
Yeah, a lot less than Cooper. Demaryius Thomas to Houston. Golden Tate to Philly.
A lot less than Cooper.
Yes, and those are two big. Let's talk about the two big ones right now, and then I'll get to the other one. Demaryius Thomas to Houston. I mean, we just talked about it. Will Fuller out for the season. Demaryius Thomas isn't Will Fuller.
I don't think Demaryius Thomas really going to do a lot, man. I mean, he might get a few catches here and there and everything, but Hopkins is still going to do Hopkins. He's going to be the one to burn him. And Kiki coming back.
But no doubt. But, I mean, but just it's Hopkins. But like last game, Hopkins looked like shit to the fourth quarter. And it's been a bunch of times he looked like shit to the end of the game. You don't have no fear that with a veteran like Demaryius Thomas, you know, that – he's going to get his targets, but come down a little bit. All these games where he's holding out to the end of the third, fourth quarter, start making catches, you're not threatened at all by Demaryius Thomas eating away at that?
Dude, not really, bro. It's Hopkins. We've just seen it so long now. This dude's dominant no matter what quarterback, no matter what the shit is. When the
game's
on the line.
But he's never had another receiver.
Like DT, so what? He played with Andre Johnson. And he outdid Andre Johnson. That year, which Andre left after that.
Okay,
but anyways.
So I mean, Houston doesn't have a tight end. Well, they have.
They caught two touchdowns.
Yeah, he did. But Kiki Taylor for Kiki Kuti. He's a speedster over the middle, slot receiver. Any threat? You just seeing him as just a bad trade.
No, like, I mean, not really a bad trade, but it's not.
He's not bad.
I understand, but it's not going to make that big of a fucking impact as much as it's going to make an impact in Denver, I feel.
Okay. All
right. I mean, I think Sanders and Sutton are.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
about
that
to,
blows. Yeah, that they're going through the roof right now with DT leaving, which DT didn't command many targets, but he's gone. Yeah, you know, this is even more. Okay.
And Tate to Philly. I mean, yeah, it hurts Alshon. It might bury Nelson. I don't know. But they move Nelson around a lot and shit. So it'll be interesting. It's another weapon. They're trying to get deep. They have no run game. I mean, Smallwood's okay, but he can catch better, you know.
No, they had
which they kind of run.
Yeah. John Adams.
Adams been. Yeah. I mean, look.
Decent.
He's a good heavy runner, but.
But as the Alshon owner of the league. How do you? Are you upset?
Oh, totally. I feel like Alshon was my best number one receiver, and now it's probably Tyler Boyd just because of that move right there. I mean, Alshon will still get red zones. I mean, he's a big body, but the big 800-something-yard games might decrease now, and you kind of start getting more touchdown dependent unless you want like a 10-point game, which is okay, but not from your starter.
Well, I personally think if this is Golden Tate's second year with the team, then yeah, it'd be hurting. But it's his first year. You got to build a rapport. Wentz got Alshon. He's played with him. Wentz was with Aguilar. He made Aguilar shine last year. Still making him look good this year. Mm-hmm. Wentz is with Ertz. I don't see it. I see Tate helping him, but not. I think Golden Tate's done this year. He's not. I don't know if he's going to stay with Philly. It's the last year's contract, but I don't see it affecting anybody slightly, you know, but nothing to worry about. The other trade to impact this league, I guess, is I don't think nobody owns them. If I'm not mistaken. Ty Montgomery to the Ravens. It sounds gross. Like, who cares, you know? Ty Montgomery is trash. He caused Green Bay a game the other day. He's useless. But
that's why he got traded.
There was a world where Joe Flacco had a receiving running back, and he fed him the ball constantly.
That's Danny Woodhead.
And he had no receivers with Danny Woodhead. But
you're right.
Keep him on your radar. If you pick him up this week, maybe. I will not clown you until at least 2 weeks from now when I'll be like, wow, you're stupid for getting him.
You listen to me. Y'all are dumb.
Yeah, I got him in my waiver lineup right now. Any hope for Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams? I'm an Aaron Jones owner. I love it. This one less man to worry about, but do you think it really makes an impact for Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams? All right. Well, okay. I'm talking to myself. Chase, what do you think? You think it makes an impact?
These turkey necks are delicious.
That's the exact answer I was looking for. Moving on! Hugh Jackson, Todd Haley, gone. Cleveland is now down to Greg Williams as their head coach. Freddie Kitchens as their offensive coordinator. Wow. They have so much.
I'm sorry. Fuck
me. I'm just hosting the show. I'm going to just keep it going. There's so much talent on this Browns team. You hate to see Todd Haley's been running great offenses. Offenses. He's been running great offenses for years. Hugh Jackson, just a player's coach. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to do it. Only 3 wins in 3 years, I believe. Todd Haley's so offensive, great-minded, but his offense can't score. So Greg Williams is now the head coach. Are you in panic mode? Are you selling Landry? Are you selling anybody? Or are you just, you still have confidence that you have something in Njoku and Landry?
I mean, I think it stays because, I mean, bro, Jarvis is second in the league through targets and shit. I mean, he's going to get it as Baker's go-to. I don't know how efficient they're going to be. I mean, like 8 catches, 30-something yards, you know? That's.
I mean, I wish the plan change.
I mean, you can't really change much because if you start changing a whole lot now, you might just make it worse than what it is.
Freddie Kitchens is a former quarterback's coach. I don't know if he's quarterback's coach now or what, but he is one of the offensive assistant coaches. But he has been a quarterback coach before. They're looking to groom Baker. So, rest of season, you up or down on Baker? Or you don't know? Greg Williams is a defensive coach. He might ground and pound, play defense.
I don't know, bro. That's tough. Baker, I mean, I never really was high on him for this year. Like, he would be okay. Yeah, he had a couple
of
weeks.
You weren't high on him, but you was.
I liked him a lot.
His dick was hard when he came in and fucking balled out that first game.
It impacts Jarvis, bro. That's what I'm caring about. But, I mean, they'll have to probably throw the ball in the instances.
They're
always going to throw the ball. So there's always the chance. I mean, it just takes somebody to get in and take it to the house and get you some points. You know, it's not. Man, he's a. If you had a play in, maybe a matchup, that's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, Le'Veon Bell, your boy, has not shown up yet. Which we assume, because if he signs it before the trade deadline, he gets traded. Trade deadline is over. Do you expect him this week to show up? You expect him to show up, bitch?
No, not at all.
Well, fuck it. That's great. All right. Oh, speaking of the subject, Jason Winston got fucking benched. And he is fucking done. He is fucking horrible. One of the worst quarterbacks ever. And who the fuck owns him in this league? I'm just curious. Oh, you do. Okay, so what do you do? You worried? Huh? Huh, Bubba? You gonna pick up somebody?
Nope.
Huh?
I'm not picking up nobody. Fuck Winston.
Fuck Winston. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. All right. Y'all just don't know what goes on behind the cameras. This is why NSYNC broke up right here. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Rams versus Saints. Battle for the NFC. So far, top two teams in the NFC. Is this week. It's Sunday at
3:15, 3 o'clock. 3:05, 3:15,
something like that. Unbiased opinion. The Rams, actually talking about trade, just got Dante Fowler. I doubt he'll play. Well,
he might. It's a late Sunday game. It's just, yeah. Fuck the Rams.
Unbiased opinions. They in the dome, no doubt. With or without Fowler. What's your take?
Unbiasedly, it's going to be close, I think. I think it'll be a shootout. Whoever has the ball, last week,
whoever has the ball last. It didn't play out like that last week.
But I think it will this case because, I mean, bro, like, the thing is you got to shut down or slow down Gurley, but it's easier said than done. I mean, he's the best running back in the league right now.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully it's us. Hopefully the Dome – does something, we may beat the fuck out of him. Maybe beat him by a touchdown or two, but that's, I believe, a shootout higher than that.
Yeah. And my unbiased, and I mean my totally unbiased opinion, I'm going to admit, I'm real. There's one thing to say. Who that say they gonna beat them Saints? Rams getting that dick this week. Fuck them. They taking that first loss of the season. Moving on, Buckaroos. We're gonna go to standings for this week. For right now, the standings goes as followed: waiver order in reverse order. Okay. Got it. Good. Foos. Me. I'm Dave. Baze. Steve. Tafo. Sarah. Arshad. Rose. Dickweed, a.k.a. Doty. Hector, a.k.a. Johnny. Ben. And Trey. That's the standings. Wave order in reverse. Go get y'all some people to help y'all in life. Alrighty. Now that's over. I'm gonna go take a potty and we'll go on to That's how my boo hole about to sound. We'll be right back with the weekly. Hockey-loogers in my spare time. All right. Week 8 review. We're going to start off with Catalina Wine Mixing and Will Fork on the first date. Oh, Bubba. Who's got you, cuz? What you think about it? What it looked like? What fucked you? What didn't fuck you? What'd you think?
Not enough juice. I just ran out of juice. Nah, bro. I mean, shit. Gurley and Mixon was pretty close. Evans and Boyd was close. Marlon Mack, bro, continues to fucking shine. 25 carries, 5.3 yards per carry. I mean,
fuck. Dude, you had O.J. Howard at Njoku with 16-0.
That's it, right there.
You had a great game.
There's two things. Baltimore's defense and Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
That's the two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple. Gurley still fucking cut up. He led the team in catches. I mean, yeah, in catches and receiving yards. 7 targets. He didn't even have to. He ran for 100, what, 17, 14?
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. He dominated day long. 114.
That's it, but that was the two. I mean, I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, you had a great game, Bubba. You just come up short.
Did want to prove all of us wrong because we all picked Foose. So I was like, you know what? I got to get us right because last week we all picked Foose.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'll just have to lose this one.
Mark Ingram, 11 points. Concern or just game script?
Them road games, man, they're going to be tough. I think he's a lot better in the dome. This will be the weekend to prove, you know, to see what happens.
Marlon Mack, you confident? Rest of the season, I'm talking about. I 36 points. Nobody would have expected that.
Do you believe in him? Shit, the week before, he had 39.
Okay. So, who are you playing?
It's been trash teams. When he's in there, he's pretty. I mean, Nyheim Hines did get a lot this week, but they was both.
No, they both did good this great. Week. Yeah.
I really like Mac going forward, so okay. I'm going to keep him, Taylor.
All right.
We all got this right.
Okay. All right. Next game. Wow. He picked the wrong name for the wrong time. Mr. Find a Late Way to Lose.
I text him, Mr. Find a Way to Win.
He found a way to win against, ha ha, fuck you, Trey. Ha ha, fuck you, Johnny. y'all should both change your team names because it's just mind blowing. Wow. I mean, we know what won the game. New England's defense won. We was all watching the TV, waiting for Rick to beat Johnny.
We was all rooting for fucking Rick. We all picked Johnny, but we all wanted Rick to win.
Yeah, we all wanted Rick to win. You know, yeah, that was that. Other than that, I mean, it was a great matchup until that point. Johnny thought he had the game in hand, and New England's defense prevailed with a late pick six.
That's it, bro. After they dropped the touchdown.
Quick thing, which is surprising. Marvin Jones outscored Hopkins.
Yeah.
Golden Tate got traded today. And I didn't talk about this earlier.
We didn't talk about that.
If you had to pick one receiver, rest of season, or both, but if you had to pick that number one in Detroit, do you want Marvin Jones or do you want Kenny Golladay
Jones.
Marvin Jones.
I want Marvin Jones.
Why?
Because, dude, he's done did it year in and year out. He's not going to get a whole bunch of possession catches and shit, but he's going to get big catches. He's going to get targets now. I mean, Tate's gone, so they're going to be flying it more. I mean, I understand.
TJ Jones?
I mean, yeah, but he's no Tate, bro. He's not going to be no 90-something catch guy, you know?
I had to mention him. Just shout out for him.
I really think more. I'd rather have Marvin Jones just for the big play. I mean, Kenny Golladay is great, too, but
I would go Kenny. More consistent through the years. Smoother. Kenny's been more consistent. Marvin Jones is your big player, but this game just killed it this game. But through the season, if you look back, Kenny G has been consistent except for the last 2 weeks. He's been consistently giving you good games. I think Steven owns him. I'm not sure. Just a quick question I had to ask. I'm going to bring it up tomorrow on the next episode when we have more guests. But that's what you take. So, yeah, that was just surprising to see. Marvin Jones did outscore Hopkins. Jarvis Landry, 11 points. Concern?
8 catches for 39. That's some everybody seen Nelson do. It's like, oh, my God, what kind of shit?
Oh, well, yeah.
Jarvis had to show him up. Yeah. And try and tie him, so.
Yeah, you're right. Rest of the season. One quick question because I see him in this lineup. Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald, you ain't got to explain who you got.
Kirk.
Okay. All right, moving on. So you got Trey and Steve, right?
Yeah, on the next one?
Yeah.
One thing, just Rodgers held to one touchdown this past week, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, because my dog Aaron Jones broke for a wild one. And, hey, man, that's why you should always draft a quarterback within the first two picks. Nah. he would have. I have no doubt in my mind he would have threw the second touchdown. If you'd have got the ball last.
Oh, bro, yes.
It was set up perfect for Green Bay. Get the ball back, then Aaron Rodgers go down the field, throw the touchdown, game over. Tymont, that's why you got traded, bitch. You fumbled it. You're going out of Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers don't want you there. You're gone.
Yeah.
You're gone.
That's it.
He gone. Y'all to go, dog. To the max. All
right. He walked back there. He's like, he got to go, boss.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, man, he's not been – what we've expected.
No, not for the way you draft him.
Yeah. There's been a lot of players like that this year. Trust me. I know. All right. If you're not first, you're last. Hey, Darnold. Steve. Who is Hey, Darnold? 169, 146. Trey, you lose again. Steve, you win again, man. And you started Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Wow, over Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Who gave him a hefty 45 points on Thursday night.
He was sick Thursday. He was so pissed Thursday night. And then, but there you go, like you talked about earlier. Father Time, bro. AP comes through. And wrecks it. 43.
Adrian Peterson.
43 points, man.
Amazing, man. AP still got it. The hot waiver wire pickup, Barner. You know, Sony Michelle's out. He picked up Barner. Didn't get the start, but came in there strong. 4 yards on the ground.
Cordero Patterson.
Cordero Patterson.
Ran the ball better than Barner.
Yes. That just killed Trey. I wish he was done, but who knows? You know, who knows? If Barner comes out with the Sony Michelle role against Buffalo, he might have a chance, but no. It didn't happen. James Conner, bro. 45 points. Good shit, man. James Conner been doing it for you a lot this year. But yet, you only have 2 wins, I believe.
Yeah, buddy.
Le'Veon Bell coming back. And it'll be the same exact thing you got now. So good job for holding on to him for so long. You probably could have traded him a few weeks ago. Close to the trade deadline for something helpful. You didn't. Andrew Luck, though. Just one more thing for me and I'm done. Andrew Luck, dude. He's back.
Yeah, bro.
I could have said that 2 weeks ago. It wouldn't have mattered. I just wanted Andrew Luck. That's why you draft him. Next year, he'll be over Deshaun Watson. He should be. I don't know why there was any comparison. 100% Andrew Luck. Who right now. not even looking at draft pick, not round. Say the season ended now. Name your top four quarterbacks.
Well, Mahomes.
No doubt. He deserves it.
I say Cam.
Yeah. The only reason I pick Cam is just for the running. Then I pick Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Luck.
And now I'm starting to lean towards Watson because it looks like the offense is getting back on track.
Picking up back on track.
Me too. I do. And that'd be my four.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson was the number two quarterback. Well, was he the number two in the Tiger? I had to look at the board.
That was many nights ago, buddy. In most leagues,
he was the number two taking off. But he is starting to heat up. Yeah, that's about it, though, man. James White's still killing it. Let's go to the next one.
Taylor actually got Stephen Wright.
Oh, we both went Trey?
Yeah, we went Trey.
Wow.
That's what we get. Wow.
Such idiots.
Why would we do that?
I don't fucking know. Okay, next game. I think it's mine. My game?
Yeah, your game.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, brother! It was the Marksville Motorbirds get some more sound size. And the Marksville Motorbirds, they came in rolling on the river. There was no chance in the world that they was going to lose. Nah, there was a very big chance. And I squeaked it out 125 to 123. Thank you, fantasy gods. That's the only people I can thank right now.
Straight up.
Right, there was no reason. Breeze let Arshad down. Jimmy Graham got 3 points. He started Doug Martin. I mean, what'd you expect? Hunt, 19 points.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's good, but not good enough. Cam had 3 total touchdowns.
He even had Deshaun Jackson with that bomb to help him out. It looked all great.
And Lamar Thursday night.
I thought I was done, right?
And Gostkowski, shit.
Yeah, and Gostkowski.
If Gostkowski wouldn't have missed that field goal, he went 4 for 5 last night. If he wouldn't have missed it, you would have fucking lost.
Yep.
By one point, he missed that field goal.
Arshad, look, bro, great fucking game. But the fantasy gods were on my side this week. Just like they were last week when I won by 3 points, I think. Nothing you could have did.
You're right.
So
you're right. It's nothing you could have did, but yeah. No.
Oh, I didn't know. You gave me the signal. I was like, oh, no, chop it. Chop it.
Yeah, I was just... get a chop, Arshad.
Party foul, Arshad.
But I got a quick question because I know how you like to panic and shit.
Yeah.
Which is just no reason to panic. But I want to see what you say. How do you feel about AB?
AB? I think this is probably the second best game he'll give me this year.
See, that's where you're wrong. He's turning back up, bro. He has 6 for 74, the usual, and a touchdown. Well, he had 2. This dude is on pace for 18 touchdowns this season right now.
And the touchdowns are saving him.
It don't matter. The yards will come, bro. It's going to happen. They're going to – the deeper they get, Antonio always primes up the more and more it goes, bro. Dude, the dude is so good.
It's just in the past it was 10 for 140 with 2 touchdowns. It was the catches, the yards.
Yeah, I understand, but
– Juju's there. Vance is getting involved. Lev Bell is coming back.
When?
I love AB. He's going to be top 5, like he should be, every year.
He might be number 1. After Thielen might fall off. Who knows? I don't see it. But
I don't see Thielen falling off. Dude. This bitch don't stop. Hey, man. I'm not mad. To where AB fell to me, there's no way I'm taking, which I think Barkley went after me. There were some good running backs go after me. But
yeah.
What pick was I, 8? If Antonio Brown falls to you in that 8th spot, you just got to take it. He's the one receiver.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
He's the one receiver you draft as a running back.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't regret it yet. I'm sure it'll catch up to me in the playoffs. But, yeah.
Nah.
Let's see what happens. We'll see. I got plenty of games to go, Bubba. Well, let's go on to fucking Cooties with Mahomes. Against your feeling me Smalls. Taylor beat the fuck out of Sarah. Why, you ask? Mahomes, 36, which wasn't bad because Trubisky got 29. The good old Chris Thompson got her 3. Good old Golden Tate got her 12. Isaiah Crowell. Cuckoo! 4 points. Sterling Merlin Shepherd. 7 points. Oh, God. That's a cigarette. Justin Tucker. Probably one of our best players on our team with 3 points.
Oh, 3. She had Trubisky and Thielen. That's it.
Yeah. Adam Thielen, only 103 yards. Wow, you suck, Thielen.
And a touchdown? You garbage. You know why? Because you fumbled. And you lost the game, buddy.
Yeah, you fumbled and cost your team the game. I'm clowning right now. Taylor just dominated from top to bottom. Fuck, even Legatron got the win on that matchup. What you think, man?
I mean, shit. Who's not to name for Taylor? Another week, back-to-back week, Taylor's lineup solidly just puts up points.
Yes, consistently. Yeah.
Mahomes, 303 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's 3 games in a row with 4 touchdowns. He's on pace for 52. Yeah. He's coming for Brady's record, bro. I mean, Phillip Lindsay, 5 yards from bonus points. He had the touchdown. Edelman, 9-104. Kelsey, Danny Amendola throwing fucking touchdowns.
Yes, touchdown pass.
And then he had Carson on the bench. They even need Carson.
Yeah, Carson had a great game, too. 100-plus and a touchdown.
Wow.
Hey.
Good job, Taylor. You whipped that ass.
Oh, shit. Grom, mom.
We swept it. Swept that one.
In Sarah's defense, Zeke was out. It wouldn't have helped much.
Zeke would have had like a 50-something burn.
And Amari Cooper. Old Cooper. Hang with Mr. Cooper.
That's some more.
Yeah. In the weekend, you high like an old pizza pie. That's some more. Yeah, Sarah.
How do you feel Amari's going to do for her this week? Week one. Dalice.
If I had to put it in words, okay. I don't give a fuck where Amari Cooper plays. He's going to have to show me, Bubba. He's going to have to show me.
Show me the money.
I see him the same as he was in Oakland. Big game of bust. Dak is better when he's running around just throwing it to the open man, which is usually the slot receiver or the tight end, which is not Amari Cooper. He's not going to be the slot man in Dallas. They need an outside receiver. And he's not good on the outside. Yeah. So, time will tell, though. I might be wrong.
Oh, shit. Why she go? this is his chance. Spit fire, man, this is his chance.
Yeah. Good. Hey, good luck, Amari. You have an all-pro quarterback you're playing with who just can pick apart a defense with his solid arm. All right. Base for days. Hated it. Against Doty's whack name, whatever he got. He's begging for a running back. He got a running back. Carry on. I like Carry On.
Carry On is very good, but he didn't even have to run it this week.
Yeah, he did.
8 for 22, I think.
Yeah, 22 yards rushing. This sucks,
but
man.
He has 6 catches for 69 yards, which is pretty good. You want to see him involved, but that's because no Theo.
Speaking of running backs not running good, Saquon Barkley ran for 38 yards.
Almost like last week. He had 40-something last week. Doesn't matter. 3 weeks in a row for him, he got 9 catches. I mean, he had 10 targets. Odell had 11.
He's the offense, man, next to Odell. He is the playmaker.
That was Saquon's worst game this year. Actually.
Yeah, with 19 points, that's pretty fucking good. I'd trade him away as quick as I could if I was y'all, because this the bad shit's coming. Trust me, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Other than that, man, fuck. Will Fuller had the monster game. Will Fuller had the monster game, but unfortunately,
he
out
had a monster ACL tear.
Washington defense dominated. Just got Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. You trust that? I don't know what to say. Washington, top 10 defense. Are they every week starter? They had a decent year so far.
I don't know about every week, but I mean, for right now, they're pretty solid.
Okay. Kenyon Drake, 22.
Limited touches. Catching bombs from Danny.
Limited touches. Do you trust Drake? Rest of the season.
The best thing ever was Bass declining my trade for Drake.
Yes.
At the beginning. Because I kept Corey Davis and Henry, and I'm going to use them against Johnny this week, and I'm going to beat Johnny this week.
Thanks, wifey. You just helped your husband
That's
get
right.
lost.
Side piece.
Side piece. That's right. Side. Not my side piece. Be a side piece. I'm sorry. I shouldn't clarify that.
Mike T, man. He did great. I mean, not great, but I mean, he did good. 5 for 81. Great catch is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
On the sideline, bro. That was awesome. OBJ, 8-136. Great one-handed catch also.
Oh, yeah. Another one for the books. Jared
Cook. Because he got pick six. Jared Cook. Look, I'm glad you brought up Jared.
Oh, Jared.
Fucking Jared.
Hey, T. Jared.
Little fun fact. And Jared's not home this week, so you might not want to start him, but... Home, Jared Cook has 86 fantasy points.
86. Wow.
Away, he has 22.
Okay.
He hasn't had a game higher than 8 away.
All right. Okay. Hold up. Hold up one second.
Hey. No flex zone. Hey. No flex zone. Hey. They know better.
Hey. They know better.
Throw these flexes combined for a whole amount of 6 fucking points.
Bow.
And that's what cost you a win, Bubba. Every time you have
that's
no flex.
That's 2 weeks in a row. You ain't got no flex,
ain't
son.
No flex, Bubba.
You ain't flexing on him, son. You ain't shit.
Yeah, you don't. When your flex gives you 6 total and hers gives her 52, you lose.
Dude, 3. Yeah. Limit. 3. Peyton, but you should start Peyton Barber.
Oh, man. That's, yeah. You should start a Peyton Barber.
Yeah, but it don't matter.
It
wouldn't
have lost regardless.
Anyway,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you suck. Your flexes suck, don't they?
And on top, he had Russell slinging 3, man.
Yeah. John Brown had a bad game. But it happens when you run that type of offense. You're in Baltimore. Flacco's going to be on or it's going to be off. Yeah, man. Peyton Barber, got faith in him with Fitz? He sucked with Fitz.
I mean.
Just curious. Yeah, you think he. But the offensive line's blocking a little better. You know, he's starting to move around, run a little more.
Yeah, I mean, the last few games, bro,
he's been running pretty good.
Some 80-yard games now.
Yeah, they might be straightening up, but it was different with
they
Fitz.
Want, you know, that every team's going to want to run the ball. You want to be able to control the clock and shit. You want to, you know. They know that. We know they can throw and move the ball. Either it's Jameis or him. I mean, Jameis going to throw you 100 interceptions, but they'll move the ball. But I should have seen that coming because, I mean, Jameis has thrown 2 interceptions every game that he started.
Yeah. Oh, yes, no doubt. But he still throws for 300 plus and a couple
and
touchdowns.
And a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what? His first game, 40, then 25. I mean, that's good numbers. But
getting blown out, you
can't
have
I mean,
that so
he
much.
Had 2 or 3 of those interceptions just overthrown. Just horrible throws.
In fantasy, garbage time is awesome.
Yeah.
In real life, it's horrible. That means you're getting your ass whipped and you're just getting free plays.
Exactly.
And, you can't do that. In the
I mean, Fitz should be good, but I mean, you see what happened. He had a bad game, and then they get. I don't know. It's a carousel right there.
Yeah,
I would like to say I probably think Fitz would finish the season out, but he has to win a game or so. Yeah. If he gets blown out this game, Fitz.
Yeah, he might be out for the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's.
I just got one thing.
They play in Carolina, so it's kind of.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a tough matchup. It's not gonna be easy. I just got one question for Doty. Now, I don't know the exact number, but and I'm not, you know, I'm big on defenses because I always have a good defense. Well, at least for the last couple of years, man. Mitch Trubisky has thrown for, what, 9 touchdowns in the last 3 games? He is, 6, 3, and then, what, 2?
It's more than 9.
Yeah.
6 and 3 is 9, so 2 more is 11.
Yeah. It says, 10 plus touchdowns the last, but the 2 games before that was 9. He threw 6, he threw 3. 9 touchdowns in 2 games. Why would you start a New York Jets defense at Chicago while they are on fire?
He didn't want to pick up a defense and drop because he ain't going to have 2 defenses on his team. That's that pride. That's that pride, though.
I'm too proud to have that.
I don't ever do that, son.
I take that loss like a champ. Well, Bubba, you're fighting for last place, so you better straighten up, Doty. You wonder why I say fuck you at the end of every show? Because you're a dummy.
Oh, I thought that was just...
Oh, no, it's much love, yeah. You know how, I'm not going to talk about...
Much love. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about that old lady used to wiggle her ear, Carol Burnett or whatever used to wiggle her ear. You know, you see, I'm old. I'm a lot older than you.
There you go, 30.
Talking about, I'm 30 years old. I was this way before your time, so I'm not even going to bring it up.
I passed the other day. And David was sitting on the back of a tailgate.
Yep.
Backed up to the road.
Just waving at the vehicles.
Like that boy Johnny seen.
That's it. I'm old.
Johnny seen that and instantly thought of it. Yep. But, I mean, hey.
Hey. Hey, bro. It's the end of the episode.
Not yet. Before we send it off, just to let you know.
Oh, yeah. Who got the wins and losses?
Taylor's got 28. I got 25. You got 24. We basically just all moved up the same amount. So.
No. The last week of the season, though, I'm coming through. I am coming through.
I'm going to pick everything you pick. So
no,
got the same.
No. I'm going to change the last second. All right, y'all. This is... Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
It's
but
Tuesday,
yeah,
but you'll be listening Wednesday. There'll be another episode Thursday.
With Tayfo back.
Oh, and a special guest.
Special guest.
Woo-wee. Knock your socks off.
Speaking of socks, how about those Red Sox, man? Yeah.
Woo! The Boston Red Sox in 5 games win the 2018 World Series. They're on top of the world right now.
Sit down, Foos.
Sit down.
Eat a dick, Johnny.
I ain't making a lot of noise on the microphone. Oh, yeah. Good shit, Red Sox.
Yeah.
You had y'all back the whole season.
Sunday night was a great night.
Yes, it was. Saints win. Sox win. And
my Saints Sox won.
Saints Sox.
Forgot Saints Sox?
Saints Sox.
Saints Sox?
Saints Sox. Say that 3 times fast. Say socks, two socks, yeah. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Benny Boo, any last words?
No. All right. See y'all tomorrow.
All right. See y'all tomorrow. Fuck you, dirty piece of trash.
Back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world.